A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix comedy special, a video chat.
Jelly Roll, what's up, my brother?
Hey, yo, Rock.
What's cooking, baby? God, I gotta stop saying that.
Did you hear about Adam Ray's new Dr. Phil special?
I didn't, but I also blocked his ass on Instagram months ago. Why, what's going on?
Netflix gave Adam Ray a Dr. Phil special.
Yeah, I saw some of that bullshit online. I gotta tell you, it's pretty funny, though.
Yo, I think he needs to hear about this.
Hear about what?
Adam Ray is dressing up like you for a Netflix special.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Lights shine outside the Comedy Store. A signature on a wall of painted signatures reads, Adam Ray. A woman wears a sweatshirt that reads, I don't like your fucking attitude. A sign reads, The Main Room, Dr. Phil Live with Adam Ray. Inside. A screen hanging at the back of the stage counts down to one. Footage of Adam Ray performing in costume as Dr. Phil plays. He wears a partial bald cap and a suit. Dr. Phil Live. Various comedians join Adam on stage. Jelly Roll, a heavyset white man with a tattooed face, sings into a microphone. Double text reads, Get ready. Adam puts something in his mouth. He lights a joint. Dr. Phil Unleashed starts now. A title appears. Dr. Phil Unleashed.
Ladies and gentlemen, make it loud for the man you came to see. Are you ready? Here he comes. Give it up for Dr. Phil!
Adam, dressed as Dr. Phil, runs onto the stage and kicks his leg out. He points to the audience. They stand. He flips someone off quickly, then waves his hand. He holds his hand to his ear, then claps hands with various people close to the stage. He mouths something and points again. He flips someone else off. Adam high-fives a mustached, light-skinned man near the stage, then grabs a microphone.
Comedy Store, make some motherfucking noise if you're excited to be alive tonight. Who's excited for Dr. Phil Ron? Holy shit. We're blowing the roof off this place. Look at all the titties and beards. You guys are a good one. You can take a seat. That's good. That's good. I love you, sir. We're excited to be here. This is a fun energy. I'll take it from here, sir. Tonight's show is all about imitation, okay? Webster's Dictionary defines that as something made to look like something else, okay? My wife Robin is always trying to get me to imitate celebrities, and we have trouble getting into restaurants. And she always says, go with Nicolas Cage. No one denies Cage shit, she always says. So I'll call up a restaurant and go, I need a table for two, 7:30, by the window! And we get right in and have ourselves some shrimp cocktail. But you know, life is throwing a lot of curveballs at us left and right. I can see a lot of helpless souls in the crowd tonight looking to try to figure things out, put one foot in front of the other. People that are struggling with the idea of who they are and where they want to be. Sir, with the nice stash and the wrist tattoos. What's your name, sir?
Derek.
Eric, let's go.
He smoked weed.
He smoked what? Are you his fucking sponsor? What's going on? Why are you outing him in the front row? And what are you on? What's your name? You're on everything? Oh, shit. Well, we got time. Let's go down the list real quick.
He counts on his fingers.
Tylenol PM. Plan B. Gushers. You got some gushers inside you? Some gushers juice? Skittles? Okay. Okay. Go-Gurt? Eric just said Go-Gurt like he's a 10-year-old boy. Go-Gurt. Eric, where do you get a Go-Gurt in 2024? Be honest with me. Sometime tonight, player. Yeah. Staples?
Adam looks out at the crowd.
Eric, are you retarded? What's going on, sir? Are you supposed to be here right now? Where's your dad? Well, what do you do for work, Eric?
Composite lamination for federal contracts.
Yeah, no, you're making this all up. That's fine. Let's go to this side of the room. My man, what's your name with the mask on? And I appreciate the safety concern, right? Never, whoever smelt the Delta, right? You ain't trying to be a victim of that crime. What's your first name, my man?
Chase.
Chase, let's go. Like the bank, yeah?
Chase nods.
Say it again?
Unfortunately.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? We're always trying to make upgrades in our life, and Chase was born into a life that he didn't want, okay? His parents, I'm assuming, named you Chase, right? You could have been Wells Fargo. That would have sucked. You would have been fucking hanging out with Eric over here, right? Chase, what do you do for work?
I work at an advertising agency, basically.
Chase, what is it that you dream about? You're in advertising, but it seems like there's other aspirations floating around inside of you.
Maybe a stable relationship with my family.
Maybe a stable relationship with your family.
Adam points to the camera.
We'll be right back. Had to. You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. We had to take a commercial break. Jesus fucking Christ. Eeyore for Winnie the Pooh over here. Fucking sadness table for one. God damn it, Chase. We'd have sucked the fucking vibe out of the room 9 minutes into the show. Keep it going for Chase. That guy's got a lot of good stuff ahead of him. A lot of good times are awaiting Chase, and I can't wait to see what happens. Eric, you okay? Was that, yeah. And how, by the way, what was your girl's name? What's your name, sweetheart?
Darcy,
that's right. And how long have you guys been together?
A little over 5 years.
Let's go. And where'd you meet?
Online.
Fucking A, yeah. Eric, what do you think is your best trait about yourself? How about that?
I'm open-minded.
You're open-minded, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And that goes for everything with Darcy as well, yeah? Fucking right, yeah. Okay.
He furrows his brow.
I don't think I like your fucking attitude right now, if I'm being perfectly honest, Eric. It feels like you're kind of coming at me with some sort of gibberish and rubberish, okay? It feels like some...
Behind him, the real Dr. Phil, an older mustached white man, walks out wearing all black. Adam turns to look at him. Dr. Phil slowly steps forward with a hand tucked in his pocket. Adam walks over to him and sets his mic down. They shake hands. Dr. Phil puts his hands on his hips. Adam gestures to him for the crowd. They each pick up a mic.
I don't think I like your fucking attitude.
Adam gapes briefly and drops his mic. Dr. Phil lets his mic dangle from his hand by its cord. He swings it back and forth. Adam picks up his mic off the stage.
Who are you?
Who am I, bitch? Who are you?
Adam holds back a smile and looks away. He parts his lips and steps closer to Dr. Phil. They face one another. Adam holds up his right hand. Dr. Phil mirrors his movements. They do the same with their left hands, then lean to one side, then the other. Adam bobs his head forward. Dr. Phil copies him, slightly late. They both lean back. Dr. Phil eyes him as they both turn their heads from side to side, then lean forward again. Dr. Phil touches the lapel of Adam's blazer. He puts his hand in his pocket, then shakes his head. Adam glances at the crowd.
We'll be right back.
Adam laughs. He waves his finger briefly at Dr. Phil.
Fuck that shit. We're going to keep it right here. Take a seat. Guys, keep it going for Phil McGraw. Here he is right here. Take a seat for me, Phil. Take a seat for me. Here we go. Phil, it's good to see you. I appreciate you being here.
I'm sure you do.
Phil McGraw.
I'm sure this was exactly how you planned this evening.
I guess, what are your hobbies, I guess, when you're not, you know?
Well, if you had done your homework, you would know.
Okay, tennis, being a dick. Fucking Christ.
That's, excuse me. That's Dr. Dick to you.
You're gonna make my mustache fall off. You can keep yours on.
So I'll ask the questions.
I love that.
So why did you start this? I mean,
that's a good question.
What are you trying to get laid or something? What are you?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, how's that working for you?
It's not. Yeah.
takes more than just the look, right?
Yeah. You got to have the vibe, the walk, the strut, the confidence, right?
Yeah.
You're big on confidence. We talk about that in our book, We've Got Issues. chapter 2-5. See a couple copies in the audience tonight.
Yeah, you see, the thing is, that's, were there two of them out there? That's 2 out of 70 million.
Adam tilts his head.
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
Dr. Phil grins.
I have.
Yeah. Are you a big movie guy? It's tough to fit in fun during a busy schedule, you know? Coming here, right? Leaving here, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to stay a while.
You're going to stay?
Yeah, I want to see. Hey, no.
Ain't nobody mad about that.
Now, let me ask you all honestly. Seriously, can he do me? Can he do me? It's more than just the look. I mean,
right. It's the let me get up. How you got up?
Dr. Phil watches with a hand on his hip as Adam leans forward slowly and gets out of his seat. He stands with a slight swagger.
You walk dick out, and I love that. That's a power move.
No, but can he do me? I mean, does he know?
Okay.
Has he done his homework? You come from this, you come from Texas, Oklahoma area.
Sure.
Do you know what things mean?
This feels like a racist riddle you're setting me up for.
Who here is from Texas or Oklahoma? Raise your hand. Oh, three.
Okay. Thanks
three
for coming
of
out.
You. So we are in a bubble here. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interpret this saying.
Okay.
You got to lick that calf over again.
Oh, this is a fun game. I didn't realize what I was getting into. Okay,
you
got to
lick
man.
That calf over again. What's that mean?
That means if you're...
You have no idea what it means.
Well, can I finish my fucking thought, Phil?
No, you talk slower than I do. You got to get to the point.
You got to lick that calf over. That means you got to get up, dust yourself off, and try again.
Dr. Phil looks away.
Look, this is chess, not checkers. You gotta actually think about this.
That's not,
you got people in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Lick a calf's twat. No, lick a calf to make it. By the way.
When a mother has a calf.
She has to lick it and bring it back to.
She licks it from one end to the other, and if there's anything wrong with it, she walks off and leaves it. So when you're in business, you're talking to somebody and they say, oh, no, this deal's okay. They go, you got to lick that calf over again.
You got to review the paperwork.
You
got to
make sure there's nothing wrong with this deal.
Okay, you got to dot your I's and cross your T's.
There you go.
Great, well, I'm one for one. There we go. Okay, cool. My man.
Now, next time I'm looking on YouTube and I see something, you better start using some. You're gonna do me, you got to do me.
You're right. Okay. So now, how about give me one that, do you have anyone that you improvise on stage during your show? You ever come up with a phrase and you're like, fuck, that was good, you know? Because I've heard you say, like, there's two sides to a pancake, right? I once saw you say to some bitch, you were like, there was a mom, and her daughter was being all real, you know, just real spazzy patazzy, you know. The daughter was like, you know, I don't smoke weed. And the mom was like, yeah, you do. I gave it to you. And you were like, both of you, shut up, right? But you said it in a nice way. And then you said, hey, tell me, mom, where did she get the weed from? And the mom goes, I don't want to tell you. And you said, I didn't come 90% of the way to get 10% of the information. That's what you said. And I fucking stood up and applauded and took my pants. It was an exciting day. And it felt like you shot that one from the hip. But was that a designed, strategic phrase?
You know, I don't have a script. So I never know what I'm going to say until they say what they say. So
gotcha.
It's all made up, I'm sorry to say.
No, I mean, that's the way to do it. Well, that just goes to show you're a good listener, right?
Yeah, you got to listen. I never know what they're going to say, trust me. And every time I think I've heard it all, I walk out there and say, oh, shit, no, I haven't.
Do you go on the internet?
Dr. Phil stares, then lifts his mic.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right, we'll keep it right here. We'll keep her right here.
No, that's how I found you.
Okay.
Is on the internet. Somebody called and said, have you seen this guy on the internet?
What was your first thought?
I thought, I don't have time to look at this shit.
Adam closes his eyes and slaps his thigh. He shakes his head.
Touché.
No, and then my son Jordan said, no, you really should look at this. And I looked at it, and I thought, this guy is really funny. I have to admit, I thought it was absolutely hilarious.
They fist bump.
I'm serious.
Appreciate it. What if I just started crying looking like this in front of real Phil? Yeah, well, it's, you know, you got to throw darts. Life is all about just trying, you know? I mean, I know that you subscribe to that, right? It's starting a new network. I mean, it's always, you've been active in the business for quite some time, so it's a big venture to go, I'm going to start an entirely new project, right?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be, like, retiring and sitting around the house or something. Robin sure. said that ain't happening.
Robin said no.
No, she said no, that's not happening.
Fucking so, Robin.
Yeah. I'm going to make a note and tell her you said that. Oh.
Dr. Phil takes out his phone.
You can do it later. It's fine.
8:55. You derogated my wife. Okay, got it. Okay.
Wait, now you've been married. It's been what? 48
years.
Guys, give it up. 48 years. That's an exciting time.
And there is a secret to that.
I was going
to
ask.
There is a secret to that, and I learned it. Maybe 8-10 years into it, and that is when she says what, it isn't that she didn't hear you. She's given you a chance to change what you said, and you better by God take it. It's not that she didn't hear you.
Yeah, it's just she's giving you one, she's letting you step around the grenade.
Yeah,
right?
One time. Yeah. She's giving you one shot, and you better take it. You better throw yourself on that grenade and say, oh, no, that's not, you heard me wrong. No, no.
Yeah, you're like, no, that was Pornhub, that was our son's laptop. Now, is there a time, though, like, you got to pick your battles. Is that a real thing or no?
She's had your babies, and you just don't want to go there.
Yeah, our babies, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Why?
Just trying to
what
make
made you ask that?
Well,
what would you do with the information if you had it?
Well, seeing as how you're dressed like a waiter at the Olive Garden right now, I would say it's black. But if push came to shove, I'd strike you as a navy blue guy. I feel like navy blue, you wear it well. I think I've seen you in blue suits. I've seen us in blue suits.
Well, my favorite color is navy blue.
Adam holds up his hand and turns to the crowd. He stands and waves, then blows a kiss and points.
When you're flying around, right, around the country doing press for the book, for the network, do you have a, you know, it's traveling always, I think, creates habits, okay? You got to find a routine. Do you have a routine food or snack-wise? That's one of my favorite things to know about people. I think you can learn a lot about somebody based on what sort of munch and crunch they're taking down. Are you a Pop-Tart guy or a Crustable guy or an Untrustable guy?
I actually do have a favorite snack.
Great.
Yeah. I ain't telling you.
Okay. Well, let's play a little game called What's My Favorite Snack?
All right.
I'll get three guesses, okay?
Okay, go. Nope. What else?
Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Nope.
Okay. Chocolate bar.
What? What are you, born in the 20s? They have names now, like Hershey's and Snickers and look at chocolate bar. I'd like a chocolate bar, please. What? I'd like a chocolate bar. What?
Adam covers his mouth with his hand.
I just watched rewatched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory last night. And Charlie Bucket, super poor, his last name's fucking Bucket, wandered into the store and said, "Can I have a chocolate bar, sir?" So sorry if I'm fucking, you know, stuck in the 20s, bitch.
So you were...
Hershey's, Snickers, Reese's Pieces.
What time were you watching Willy Wonka last night?
Guess. Not so fun, is it?
And what did you... What I want to know is, what did you turn down to watch Willy Wonka last night?
Two girls, one cup. You happy? You got your answer.
You'd already seen that.
You're good.
Yeah. You have no idea.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
It's fun. You been to the Comedy Store before?
I've been here once a long time ago. A good friend of mine, Ron White, was here.
So. Ron White. Give it up for Ron White. That's a living legend right there. That's a good guy with a good heart.
He is a good guy.
Yeah, funny. You know, it's not an easy thing to come out and just swing like this and hit home runs, you know? Have you always trusted yourself in the comedy world? Because, you know, on the show, you're not trying to be funny, right? It just happens.
Yeah. I just am me. I don't know. I don't try to be one way or the other. But, you know, people ask me questions. They ask questions. They need to be ready to hear the answers, the way I figure it. And if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. I was looking for something to do when I had this.
That's what's up.
And don't we feel that way?
We feel, yeah, we do. Well, we have to. It's a changing, an ever-changing world, yeah. You know.
Look, you're going to piss somebody off all the time, so you might as well do what you want.
Adam gestures to him.
Boy, ain't that the truth. I have that tattooed on my lower back.
Do you? That's your tramp stamp?
That's my tramp stamp.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
And a day off for Phil looks like what? Six Flags or a Dave and Buster's? Are you a big ski ball? Are we a ski ball guy, you know?
No, I'm kind of a loner, kind of homebody type. I get some time where I don't have shit to do.
Yeah.
I can get, you'd be surprised how worthless I can get. You give me a couple days off. I mean, I'm like a lizard on a rock. That's
what I'm talking about. That felt like a made-up saying right there. A lizard on a rock.
No, I mean, have you ever watched a lizard on a rock?
Better shit to do. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, you obviously don't, or you wouldn't be here in that suit pretending to be me.
Adam laughs, then nods. Dr. Phil shifts.
I hear you. Yeah. I am a big zoo guy, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. So yeah. A lizard on a rock, I know they got a reptile category at the zoo, but I'm more of a gorilla. You ever see a gorilla just fire off a load in front of a kid?
Adam minds masturbation.
No, I have to say that's still on my bucket list.
I'll send you a link. Yeah. I know we got a lot of people out here that came out to enjoy the show, but there's also people dealing with some issues. They're on the struggle bus. They got a one-way ticket to what the fuck's going on right
now. Did you say struggle bus?
Struggle bus, yeah.
Dr. Phil shuts his eyes and taps his mic against his head repeatedly.
Do you give advice at these shows?
Hold that thought, Phil. Does anybody have anything they'd like to get off their chest? What's it? Oh, shit. Oh,
a dark-haired, light-skinned man somersaults onto the stage. Oh, he throws off his shoes and moonwalks back and forth smoothly.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sweet mother of God.
The dark-haired man spins, then bites his lips and mimes pushing something as he moonwalks. Geez. He dances.
Christ, this is everything I was hoping for and more. Dear God. What in God's name? Gabe, haven't you been on this show before?
I have. I did the same thing last time.
And how'd it work out for you, Gabe?
I'm back.
Well, Gabe, you came on the show, I think, with Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee, and you ripped it up just like you did just now. Why are you back?
No, you told me that if I believed in myself, my dreams would come true. And that was a fucking lie, because it didn't come true.
Well, what are you... Phil, you got any questions?
The dark-haired man, Gabe, moonwalks smoothly over to Dr. Phil.
Well, I sure have more questions than answers. This guy seems like he actually may actually have some talent.
Gabe twirls.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Well, get okay. All right, Dances with Wolves.
Gabe
right.
continues yeah. dancing with a pushing yeah, motion.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. What move is that? This feels like the horny ghost that was stealing my granola bars. Gabe, hold up for egg. Hey, okay. What is your dream, by the way? You said I didn't help you pursue it. What is it?
I wanted to break dance in the Olympics.
And you're in the right city.
That's right. They're going to be here.
They're coming here next.
Gabe, do you want to audition for the Los Angeles Olympics right here, right now?
Come on.
Gabe slumps and holds out his hands.
Hit it, DJ.
Gabe moves to the center of the stage and dances enthusiastically. Adam grabs one of his shoes off the floor. Gabe grins and body rolls. He moonwalks again, then acts as though he's running forward slowly. He does a breakdancing spin on the floor.
Holy shit! Okay.
Gabe windmills his legs again,
Holy
then
shit.
Ends in a pose
Holy
on the floor.
Holy shit! He did it, guys. Keep it going for Gabe. There he goes. Gabe, I fucking love you, player. Guys, keep it going for Gabe. He's Olympic bound in Los Angeles. And guys, one more time for the real Dr. Phil. Here he goes, baby. Phil McGraw.
All right, guys.
Gabe leaves. Adam approaches Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil lifts his hand.
We will be right back.
Oh, shit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Dr. Phil grips Adam's hand, then pulls him in for a hug. A black and white commercial plays.
Have you ever felt the moon? Or listened to the heartbeat of a lion?
Billowing fabric reveals a little person, Brad Williams.
In every space of time we live, searching, standing, breathing. The moment your mind escapes the truth. When passion follows the dream.
An attractive, light-skinned woman bites her finger coyly.
And worlds collide. Touching, feeling, hoping.
He uses a shake weight.
Have a sip of nature's dripping love. Only God knows why the waves blow in the wind, the sea, suns, and dreams.
He blows a handful of white feathers into the air, then squirts string.
Who can tell us why we know what we do and we do? I get knocked down, but I get up again, and again, and again, and again.
She sprays a small bottle of cologne.
Love is the ultimate prize. The smell of confidence. LP Cologne. Put a little man in you.
Now on the stage.
Holy shit. Guys, your next guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show, you might recognize from TV shows like King of Queens, AP Bio, Parks and Rec, maybe movies like Young Adult, The Secret Life of Pets, Ghostbusters, his countless stand-up specials, and of course, my favorite, he's the voice of motherfucking Ratatouille. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the one and only Patton Oswalt, everybody. Here he comes right now.
Adam places a mic on a guest chair. Patton Oswalt, a short, stocky white man, walks out onto the stage and holds up his hands. He shakes Adam's hand and hugs him briefly.
Here we go. Guys, Patton Oswalt, there he is. Make some noise for him.
Thank you.
Flesh. What a gangster. Living legend. How you doing? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little shaky right now, just from, I think, all of us feeling a little surreal, but... I think we're gonna. What would be your advice to me right now? I'm a little out of sorts. Do I roll with it? What do I do?
Patton, is Ratatouille based on a true story? You narrated one of my favorite shows, The Goldbergs.
Thank you.
Guys, give it up for The Goldbergs and Patton Oswalt. A great show with a great message and a great family.
Yeah.
And I just got so jealous watching that. I was like, I would love. It's one of my bucket list items is to have you narrate
any part of my life.
Oh, all
so
right.
So if you don't mind, I'd love to throw up some sweet music that I picked to be my soundtrack, and you can just kind of casually Goldberg it up and narrate my day-to-day, and I'll just kind of fart around here, and you just kind of describe what's going
here
on.
Here
is that
we
cool?
Go. Absolutely.
All right, hit me with some Phil right. Laugh music, Steven. You got something to...
Oh, my gosh.
We'll start with me in bed.
Okay.
Adam yawns.
It was September 19th, 1980-something, and Dr. Phil was waking up with the crack of dawn. The sun came through the slats of his Venetian blinds.
Adam mimes undressing.
As he did his five Tibetan rituals that he did every morning to wake himself up.
He does the Macarena.
This morning, they morphed into the Macarena. And he would take that Latin energy straight into the kitchen, where he made his usual breakfast of...
He mimes shaking something, then opening it and drinking.
A room temperature Michelob.
Adam pretends to shake the object into his open mouth.
The fizziness and the carbs rushed right to his brain, and suddenly he had an idea. An amazing segment that he would do on the Dr. Phil show that day. He couldn't wait to call his producer and tell him what this segment would be. But first...
Adam mimes putting his phone away.
He had to log in online and see if there were any...
He mimes pulling his pants back up and typing.
And see if there were any local fetish clubs...
He furrows his brow.
...that combined both pony play... And squirting.
Adam holds up his index finger.
Alas, once he hit enter, there were only 710 hits.
He punches the air.
So he looked in the mirror and said, Dr. Phil, people need to hear what you have to say. People need to hear what you have to give. And most of all, people need the strength that you put out in the world.
Adam attempts to mouth the words as Patton says them.
Holy shit, that was fucking... I almost started crying. I'm not... Man. That was... God, you're so good at that.
Thank you, yeah. I do a lot of voiceover.
You mentioned trivia. And you're a guy that knows a lot about a lot, okay? And one thing I know that you really love is Star Wars.
I do love Star Wars.
I know you do.
I love
Who else
Star
loves
Wars?
Star Wars?
Any Star Wars people?
Well, please welcome George Lucas. I'm just kidding.
Oh, what the?
Wouldn't that be fucking cool?
At this point, that would not surprise me.
Yeah.
At all.
Now, I want to play a little game, because I know you'd probably know more about Star Wars than anybody that I know. So I want to test your knowledge of Star Wars. Cool?
Okay.
In a little game, Steven, a little game we like to call, hey, Patton, do you know this about Star Wars? That was fucking 30 bucks well spent.
That sentence has a theme sting?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
All right, so first question here. Where did Obi-Wan take Luke after his birth?
Where did he take Luke after his birth? Oh, he took him to Tatooine.
No, the answer is Arby's. Now,
oh.
0 for 1.
Damn.
Patton, it's all right, we got more. Who are okay. Kylo Ren's parents?
Kylo Ren's parents are Han Solo and Princess Leia.
No, it's Ben and Jerry. Now, these are the facts. What is the name of Han Solo's ship?
Oh, the Millennium Falcon.
No, it's the Harrison Ford Fuckmobile.
Oh, man.
Adam tilts his papers to the side.
Which is also a great name for a Cher cover band.
That would be. Oh, wow.
What was, where was Yoda's home in his final years?
Oh, the swamp planet of Dagobah.
No, it was Boca Raton, Florida.
Oh.
He was retired with a bunch of hot Jews.
Damn.
Who killed Jabba?
Shuffleboard, I'll play. All right. Sorry. Say it again.
That deserved more laughter. Fuck you guys.
All right, that was, all right.
He did a Yoda and an old... He did Yoda as an old Jew in Florida.
Exactly, yeah.
My man.
Oh,
my
thank
man.
You, my friend.
Okay, what species is Chewbacca?
He's a Wookiee.
Okay. Can you do an impression of a Wookiee?
Adam gapes.
That is pretty good. Now, what
can we cut that out? I don't want people seeing my O face. That's just for my wife.
Yeah.
All right.
You're a good man.
Okay.
Now, do you make that? Wait, do you make that noise when it's happening?
I make that noise when I'm ramping up to it. Yeah.
Yeah, mine's pretty standard.
Yeah. All right. What's yours?
Pat.
Patton leans away.
I'm sorry. Are you surprised when you come? Does it creep up on you? Man.
Yeah, it's. I'm not with my wife. I'm just having breakfast.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Guys, Patton Oswalt. Let him hear it.
Oh,
the great Patton Oswalt. You're a legend. You're a living legend, and I love you for being here.
Thank you, man.
One more time for Patton Oswalt. Let him hear it.
Adam puts his mic down and hugs Patton. Patton fist bumps audience members as he leaves.
There he goes, the great Patton Oswalt. The great Patton Oswalt coming out for a couple chuckles, a couple handshakes, maybe a shoe. I ordered something earlier. Great, okay. I ordered some Grubhub. Holy shit, it's Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers. Oh my God.
Joe Gatto, a graying white man, carries a paper bag onto the stage. He blows a kiss.
Hey. What's up, y'all? How are you? You Phil?
Yeah. Yeah, you're Grubhub?
Yeah, Grubhub.
Okay, and this is my one single meatball?
One big meatball, yeah, that's what you ordered.
How about this, Eric? How about I'll tip Joe out, but you gotta let him feed you the meatball.
Yeah, yeah?
I think this is all gonna go the way we all think it will.
Eric, a mustached man with light brown skin, stands. Joe feeds him a large meatball while he hip thrusts.
Guys, keep it going for Joe Gatto, everybody. That's a great guy with a great plan and a new special on YouTube right now. One more time for Joe Gatto. There he goes. Off into the world, making friends one at a time. You guys ready for more show? I'm going to keep this fucking train moving. Your next guest, you know him from TV shows like White Famous and The Masked Singer, movies like Spinning Gold, Ride Along, and Resort to Love, okay? He helped us feel better about ourselves, making us laugh on Saturday Night Live for 6 years, and now he's here live in the flesh with a new stand-up special and a lot of fun to give. Ladies and gentlemen, on the Dr. Phil Live Show for the first time, give it up for Jay Farrow!
Jay Farrow, a thin black man in a Dragon Ball Z jacket, salutes the crowd multiple times as he walks out onto the stage. He claps hands with Adam, then hugs him. They both take a seat.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jay Farrow. Let him hear it. Here he is, making us feel better about ourselves.
Wow.
God damn. Look at you. Look at that coat. I wish I had the confidence to wear a fucking coat like that.
Yeah, me too. I have the confidence to wear my 7-year-old nephew's clothes. Hell yeah.
Jay, you got all these fans that submitted questions, but you got one big fan live in the flesh. And before we get out of here, I told him, he wrote to me and he said, I'm a big fan of Jay Farrow. He's an actor here in Hollywood.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
He's been typecasted in dramas only. And he's trying to kind of switch over, transition into a lighter, more fun-filled, maybe rom-com type situation.
Oh, okay.
So I told him to come out. Maybe we can give him some advice. Maybe we can coach him through how he's dealing with the business,
yeah.
And maybe we can get him in the right direction towards success. You guys ready for him? Can I bring out one more
Let's
special guest on the Dr. Phil Live Show? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Lord of the Rings 2 and 3, Gollum, ladies and gentlemen.
Jay looks over his shoulder.
What the fuck?
A pale white man in a loincloth, Gollum, crawls on his hands and feet onto the stage. He hops around, then leans toward the audience.
Hey.
He crawls toward Adam.
This is a 6-foot hobbit. That's crazy. Holy shit.
Jay watches Gollum crawl around him.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for Gollum, huh? He's here.
Fucking Gollum.
Dear fucking Christ.
My precious.
Gollum glares at Jay.
Okay. Now, when I was told there was an actor that was wanting some advice, I thought it was gonna be like, I don't know, Greg Kinnear or something.
Yeah.
What's up, Gong? Oh shit, if you fucking shit on my stage, I'm gonna be real mad about it.
I wanna do the rom-com. I wanna try different things.
You wanna do rom-coms? You wanna do rom-coms? Well, you think you're getting stuck? You think you're getting pigeonholed in dramas?
Hey. I think so.
What the fuck is going on right now?
I have no clue.
I've been told that you got two personalities. Is that true?
No. Yes.
Well, how about this, Gom? How about we give you a shot, okay, to be in a real-life movie,
yeah,
okay? I think it's only fair that we give this guy a shot to really see his dreams through. Life is about throwing darts, and sometimes they don't stick, but sometimes you just got to throw a bigger dart. So how about this? I'm going to... Steven, hit me with some rom-com trailer music. And how about this, Jay? I'm going to narrate a trailer for a movie that Gollum will star in, okay? Let's say he's playing the woman in a rom-com, and I'll pepper it in with guest stars, and I'll set you up for some impressions to kind of fill out the movie. Sound good?
Yep, let's go.
Okay, great.
Gollum sits back in a crouch.
This summer,
he pretends to flip his hair.
Cindy Daniels was a successful New York businesswoman. She had a cool family, a dog, a fish, a high-rise apartment, but the only thing she didn't have was love.
I just need a little bit of love, please.
Gollum grins.
Everywhere she went, people were like, what the fuck is that? Bars, gyms, rooftop barbecues. All she wanted to do was make a little small talk, but the men had different ideas. Like Ben, her boss, played by fucking Denzel Washington.
Gollum looks up at Jay. Gollum beams.
This ain't gonna happen, okay?
She got fired upon arrival her first day at work. So Sydney did what any New York girl would do. She went online and matched with a new guy who just moved into town as well. Rob, played by Eddie Murphy.
Hey, now I've never tried this before, but I'm certainly interested.
Will you give me a shot?
Yeah, I'll give you a whole bunch of shots. What the hell you want?
Rob and Cindy found love in the most unexpected. What are you doing? Rob and Cindy.
He's twerking.
They went to an all-night rave in Brooklyn, where they met Rob's brother, played by Jay-Z. Rob's brother was the DJ at the nightclub where Cindy and Rob hit it off.
Yeah. Yo. Hey, yo, hold on one second. Is that Dobby from Harry Potter? Shit, keep the music going. Ho!
I would like to give you a BJ.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, chill out, young. Chill out, yeah. You know, Beyonce's, she'll kill me. Yeah.
Things took a turn that night as Cindy tried to blow Rob and his brother at the DJ booth.
What?
So she got kicked out of the club and went down the street dancing like nothing was wrong. And that's where she met a homeless man played by fucking Donald Trump. And the homeless man gave her advice that she was desperately in search of.
Listen, I don't know what's happening.
Jay bites his tongue.
But I'd like to say to everybody out there, they're eating your cats and your dogs. They're eating them. And I guess I don't know what you are. You'll probably get eaten too.
I would like to eat a cat and a dog with you, and I'll let you eat my cat.
See, this is what happens when the borders aren't controlled.
The homeless guy had some sound advice. So Cindy went home that night and thought long and hard about who she wanted to end up with. And that's when she got a knock at her door. It was her Uber Eats delivery driver, played by 50 Cent.
Hey, yo, you know, here's the thing, like, you know, you scaring the fuck out of me, so you don't even have to pay for this. It's yours, nigga.
So Cindy... Cindy squashed two turkey paninis back to back and thought to herself, how could life get any worse? So she took a couple Z-Quil gummies and had a dream. And she was met in that dream by a guardian angel who showed her exactly what her next move should be. And that angel was played by Chris Rock.
Wait, hold on, baby. Chris couldn't show up, so I decided to come instead. I hope you don't mind, my nigga. But I like to say this.
You gonna die someday, baby. Ow.
The angel was played by Dave Chappelle, I think.
When I was dead, what the fuck I said? Who the hell?
Gollum walks out of his apartment and is met by a man with a business plan. A businessman played by Robert Downey Jr. I've been watching you from afar. I've been watching what you're doing. I think that what you're doing is actually very admirable. Okay, I'd like to offer you a 5-year plan. I'd like you to work for me. Okay, I'm an agent for OnlyFans, and I think you could be our first client, okay? I think you can do a lot. You're already showing some back. You're showing some toes and some knees.
Hey, that's very... hold on, Pepper, because, I mean, it's a couple of things we can talk about, bro. Like, you know, I mean, maybe he can work for the Marvel Cinematic Universe or something like that, but, you know, be a billionaire philanthropist or something. But, I mean, right now, he's just Smeagol. So, yeah, we got to just take it at face value. That's all. Yeah.
Cindy thought she wasn't going to have a job, but turns out she was hired by both black and white Robert Downey Jr. This film has not yet been rated. Keep it going for Gollum, everybody! Holy shit, you finally did it. Congratulations, Gollum. You just were in your first feature film. Jay, thanks for support. What the fuck are you doing?
Gollum puts a fish in his mouth and shakes it at the crowd.
Oh, my God. No, what is that?
Yo,
what
the fuck?
What are you doing?
That's a real what fucking
are you,
fish.
Okay, that's a real fish. What are you doing right now? Is
he's,
it?
He's oh, being
okay.
Sweet.
Hey, what did I tell you about bringing a fish on the live stage of the Comedy Store?
Wait.
What did I tell you? I said one thing you can't do was eat a fish in front of Jay Farrow. That's what I told you.
Adam mimes hitting Gollum in the face.
Shut the fuck up, Jay, if you know what's good for you.
Okay.
Right. Chuck the cheese.
Adam hits Gollum on the floor. He crouches over him. Adam slaps. Gollum lies back.
And stay down.
You can't.
Shut the fuck up, Jay. I'm sorry you guys had to see that.
The lights dim.
But I'm not sorry you guys had to feel that. Did you guys have a good time tonight? Did you guys have a good time here at the world-famous Comedy Store? One more time for Jay Farrow, Patton Oswalt, Fahim Anwar, Jeremiah Watkins, Dr. Phil, Robin, don't go to bed. I got a mac and cheese portable in the car. Good night, everybody!
Credits appear as Adam holds up his hands. Adam Ray as Dr. Phil, Dr. Phil McGraw, Patton Oswalt. Gollum stands and holds the fish in his mouth. Adam hugs Jay. He turns to the crowd and claps. Balloons fall onto the stage. Gollum spits out the fish. Spit dangles from his mouth. Jay Farrow, Fahim Anwar as Gabe the Dancer, Jeremiah Watkins as Gollum, featuring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jelly Roll, Joe Gatto. Adam autographs one of Dr. Phil's books. He holds his hands up to the crowd again, then leaves the stage. Opening comedian, Gary Cannon. Writer, director, producer, Adam Ray. Producer, Norman Parker. The scene fades to black. In black and white footage from backstage, Patton peers out of a slightly open door. Executive producers, Dave Rath, Jack Fink, Barrett Lee. Patton opens the door.
I gotta see this shit.
Video by Ghostlight. Director of photography, James Codaglia. Credits continue. Adam hugs Dr. Phil.
Unbelievable. Dude, did you have fun?
Oh, yeah.
They pose for photos.
Thank you.
American Airlines.
This is wash.
You told me you had the night off. Yeah.
Yeah, we can have some fun with it.
Dude, it'd be an honor, man. Guys, keep it going for Jen, who does my makeup all the time. It's a legend.
Adam hugs his makeup artist, Jen.
Hey, my mom, everybody. Sarah, Janie. To my mom for pushing me out.
Jeremiah as Gollum waves.
To my beautiful wife for always supporting everyone. To my best bud Norm for fucking making life easy. You guys, I mean, it's just so fun. None of this is worth doing if we don't have cool people to celebrate and hang and share it with.
Thank fucking God. No lawsuit.
Logos. Fun, fun party. Disruptor Comedy, a division of Matter.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.